one of the future leaders in our community. This is Max Howe. Max, thanks for everything you do, and thanks for joining me today. Can you start off with telling me a little bit about some of the challenges you see facing young people today?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the youth that we're facing right now is lots of stress, from internally or externally, both. It's a fortune that just in the present days that I think that we don't have to worry about hungers and the next meal, but it doesn't matter. Like, doesn't mean it's easier for young people to say they're living an easier life now. It just, I feel stress are falling under the expectations, mostly from their parents and peers, or simply from themselves.
And now, what's some of your biggest influences that have helped to lead you to where you are today?
Yeah, sure, I would love to. So, in my perspective, the biggest influence I had to help me to get here is the failures from the past that tried to take me down. So, like, in my opinion, that failures help you to form your principle, just like a car. It just helps you to build that framework for you. And then there's an energy that's built from the environment that you're living, from your parents, from my manager, from my my colleagues, and etc. And these people just help me and guide me to at the most of the time that I need help, and they talk about things that really reflects myself and put me in a self-reflection position. And then I realized later days that I think those talks are extremely important just for everyone, and also for myself especially. So that, like, that trust from them gives me extra powers that I understand I'm working just not just for me, also to help others, to help build better community, and just better to help people with, to build a full positivity. And I think that way I'll just keep growing without me knowing it.
And would you be able to share some advice to other young people who may want to lead a life similar to your own?
Yeah, sure. So my advice, based on my experience, just to find your principle and improve it to become a good person, just from the bottom of your heart, and find something meaningful to you and stick with it and benefit others. But don't rush, just to make every step as firm as possible, and don't get frustrated at the moment of failure. Just keep remembering that, just laugh at it and make it better.
And now, where do you see yourself in, say, the next 5-10 years?
So first, I want to appreciate this our co-ninjas that provided me to this position, that I think it empowers me in lots of areas and I'm familiar with computer science. So I hope in the next 5 or 10 years, I wish I can focus in AI projects and leading more people in our local community to dive into AI areas and prepare for more advanced technologies to face the future challenges and meet the opportunities, just like they give to me, right? And for example, I can have an AI R&D center to develop, and also some valuable AI applications to benefit people's business and personal life to make a better world for generations to come.
All right. Well, Max, thank you very much for joining me today. Listen to all of our future leaders at napanitoday.ca.